Welcome back to the Binge Boys podcast, episode 165. It's the run through with Emily and Megan. Hello.
Hi.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
It is a
new Happy Kwanzaa. Year. Don't forget it.
Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. New Year, new me.
No. New me, same attitude.
Yep.
Logan just said Kwanzaa.
Yeah, without any context.
Just Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
Well, I said Happy Kwanzaa because Kwanzaa was a thing.
It's the day after all Christmas.
Yes. It is.
I saw it on Snapchat.
Isn't Jesus' real birthday in like July?
Less than a minute in, we're going to get religious. Yeah. The three of us, of all people, are going to get super religious.
I'm fact checking.
No, we're not.
Jesus was actually born in like July.
We love people born in July.
But they commercialized it for Christmas, for a holiday, because money.
So on that, I
would like to knock it into that.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a...
You can cancel me. Don't have to cancel them. I'm the one saying it.
I'm just...
Google saying it.
Anyways.
We're doing John Wick today for the run through. Modern classic, a lot of people are saying. At least the first one.
6 years old.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to say, I didn't even check to see when it was.
2014.
Well, I'll tell you, Emily.
Oh, thank you.
It was released October 24th, 2014. Directed by Chad Stahelski, Russian dude. It's kind of cool. Or Polish dude, I think, actually.
There's a fact about him.
Written by Derek Kolstad, also Polish. Stars Keanu Reeves, Willem Dafoe, Alfie Allen, and just a random assort of other side characters that don't really matter.
Theon.
And Theon from Game of Thrones.
That's what you just said, Alfie Allen.
Yes, that's him. General movie thoughts. What would you give this out of 5, Megan?
So I would give it a 5 out of 5 because literally right when it was finished, I looked at Joe and I was like, can we watch the second one? So every night we've watched. And so like we're watching the third one tonight.
Had you seen it before the
no,
first one?
Never.
Oh, wow.
I had never seen any of them.
Wow.
And I was like, holy shit, this is a good movie. So then we watched the second one last night and we're going to watch the third one tonight.
We'll talk about the sequels in a little bit. But Emily, what about you? What are you giving?
So I will say I saw the third one first because I went out like on a date with some guy and he was like, you want to go see it?
Halle
like,
Berry.
I was like, I've never seen all of them, but sure. And so that made me like them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never like understood the whole like it started because they killed his dog thing.
Yeah.
And so I was like, no, his dog is right there. I don't get it.
That's the dog he stole.
Yeah. And so then I, you know, watch it, whatever. But I think... I don't know. I don't think it's a 5 out of 5 for me. Probably like a 4 out of 5. Still pretty good. I think I'd probably watch it again. I notice with these movies, there's not a lot of dialogue. Like it's all.
Dude, Keanu Reeves says like 30 words in the whole first installment of this.
Yeah. Like it's like nothing.
Like when they call on the phone and he's like, John, do you hear me? And then he just hangs up the phone. He says nothing during the
I mean,
phone
I think
call.
It's pretty badass. And I was like, yeah, I'd probably do that to you too if you killed my fucking dog. Like,
dude, for real. The cutest little beagle.
Oh my God.
I was like, Joe, we got to get a beagle.
I was like, no, they cannot be killing this dog.
And mm-hmm. They laid it there in front of him for everyone to, like, can we, like, do the thing where we, like, pan to a different and we just assume,
yeah.
Oh, okay, the dog's dead now. No, they showed
it. Dying in movies makes me more sad than humans.
And then it's the worst because it pans to the shot of the dog, like, crawling towards him. And, like, you can see the trail of blood that has followed the dog, like, crawling to him. Sad.
Fucking Theon, you deserve to get your dick cut off.
I'm saying
Theon sucks. I'll say that. The villain in this movie, Theon. Well, he's not really the villain. He's not the main villain, but one of the side villains. He sucks. And the actor, I hate him.
Really?
Well, just I just every time I see his face, I'm like, oh, he's gonna play a character I don't
he
like.
He was in Jojo Rabbit. Did you ever see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was like the little bitch boy.
Oh, that was such a good movie. I forgot about that.
Lead guy.
That was with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah,
and,
that was a really
I told you
good
about
movie.
How good
you
that
did.
Movie
you
was.
You encouraged
I was like,
me to
Logan,
go see
you
it.
You have to see it.
Yep. I think I went and saw it at the same theater you had to go see it because it wasn't showing anywhere else.
Yeah, in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
what
sucked.
What would you give it, Logan?
I'm stuck somewhere between a 4 and a 5. Yeah. I think it's like awesome. Like, truly awesome. Like, it's got all of the stereotypical, like, cheesy action movie hero, like the not, like, the saying 30 lines. Like, all of his lines consist of, like, I'll be there. And then, like, hangs up the phone or, like, you saw this coming, or like shit like that. And Keanu Reeves like owns it, and he like knows what he's doing about making it as cheesy as it is. Just like Keanu Reeves as a person is just cheesy, and he knows what he's doing.
But we stand he Keanu is Reeves. But we as stand a person.
Him. Amazing. Yeah. Protect him at all costs. Dude, him and Betty White.
The pictures. Have you seen where
he's
takes
like not
pictures
touching
of
them
women?
Yeah, and he's just like
and he doesn't yeah, touch them. He's like hovering yeah. around their waist.
Yeah.
Smart man. He knows. He's like, Hollywood is not canceling me. I'm not
There's
about to get me too.
One movie I've seen of his that I will go up on my soapbox about of it being the worst movie in the world. It's called Knock Knock.
I never saw that. It.
Don't. It is.
Isn't it where he like lets two hot chicks into
yeah,
his house?
It's marketed as a horror film. It's like softcore porn. Seriously. Aaron and I watched
five
it.
5 out of 5.
It was a horror film and I was like, this is. Where's the horror? It's so bad.
Yeah, it's I see it. I remember it's when it Netflix. Was advertised, and then they put it on Netflix recently, uh-huh. and I was like, I want to watch that, but I've heard from everyone else, don't watch that.
Don't waste your time, truthfully.
So yeah, Keanu Reeves absolutely kills it here. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Again, just leaning into the whole, what is that you're drinking? It looks really good.
Peach green tea lemonade.
It looks really
like
good.
One of my favorite things.
I've never had Starbucks' lemonade.
Oh, it's really good. Like, this whole drink is yeah. it for me.
Oh, man.
Logan, turn off your stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know that was going to happen. John Wick. I'm just going to keep saying John Wick when I come back to John Wick. Why won't this go away? So, yeah, this movie came out in 2014 when I was in high school. What are you owing about?
Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. I thought there was somebody else.
I got to figure out which one of these nail mics just is cracked. Going wrong. One of these mics is fucked. Just kidding. It's not fucked. But
at least you're recording
okay,
this
so
time.
Okay, so Megan's got two and Emily's got three. Okay.
Hello.
Not editing it out because I'm raw.
Alrighty.
John Wick.
Anyways.
What do you think... what do you think the weakest point of this movie is?
Okay, his roommate's talking right now, and I've never heard Turner talk that loud in
That's
my
not
life.
Turner.
That's not Turner.
Who is
That's
it?
Jordan. Jordan. Over there.
Oh, my God. He's not that loud either.
Turner talks very loud.
I've never heard
And I can
him
say that because he won't
the...
listen to this.
Well, it's not offensive? Like it's a bad thing.
Some people take offense to that.
My nickname is Megaphone, like, because I'm loud as shit. Like, I don't care. Call me loud.
I am, too.
Yeah.
I actually, for, like, age the worst, I have nothing. And I thought that was difficult because it was only made 6 years ago. I mean, if anything, like...
The dog's death.
They could have left, like, the dog scene out of it and just sort of alluded to it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that,
you
like,
had to hear
I don't
that
really... Yeah,
in the background.
I don't really have, like, a flaw for the movie.
I think that... Some of the acting was bad in some of the scenes. Like, I definitely think Keanu Reeves got better as
yeah.
John Wick as the movies went on. Granted, I haven't seen the second one, but I have seen the third one, so I feel like I can say that.
Yeah.
But, like, in the third one, I think he's a better actor as John Wick than he is in the first one. So I think, like, in that aspect, that's kind of what aged the worst for me because I've seen the third one.
There is very much so cheesy acting and very much so just... like honed in like performances like we need you to play stereotypical Russian mobster go yeah. and like
but
and
like
some
it
of
is what
bad.
It is
like, yeah
you're not going to that movie for like Oscar winning performances, you're going to it for it to be like a cheesy
good
a
time
cheesy action
yeah.
movie
yeah. yeah
for sure
makes it best For age the best, I completely forgot that I wrote this down. I was going to make a separate point, but the fact that I wrote it down was great. Keanu Reeves doing all of his own driving and his own stunts. Mm-hmm. All of his own action. If you ever like go on, I think it was when they were filming the first one, I saw a Facebook video of like Keanu Reeves like at like a, looked like a military training park. And it was him like doing the barrel rolls, like jumping up, shooting dummies. And I was like, and it was like Keanu Reeves is training for some new action franchise or something. And I was like, oh my God, Keanu Reeves is killing it. And like him and Tom Cruise, they both do their own like action and driving and flying and all, everything that you see them do, they do themselves because they just are like, fuck a stunt. I can just see Keanu Reeves saying like, fuck a stunt coordinator. I got this.
So the director of this movie, random piece of trivia, even though it's too early, but the director of this movie was his stunt double in The Matrix.
Oh, I think I have heard that. That is funny.
That's pretty cool.
That is funny. So, of course, Keanu Reeves is his first choice to be John Wick.
Yeah.
I think he played a really good John Wick. Like, I couldn't really see anybody else playing John Wick, personally. Like since I've seen the three movie or the two movies that I have seen, I don't see anyone else that, like, could do it and just be so lovable. Like, Keanu Reeves is just a lovable guy in the media.
My, like, favorite thing about the movie is how after he first got attacked, when he goes to, like, John Leguizamo's, like, chop shop of cars, he changes out of the pants he was wearing.
Into a suit?
But no. He changes out of the pants that he's wearing, but then he still wears the bloody shirt. Mm-hmm. And, like, he walks around, like, and the second one also, after he just killed a bunch of people and got the shit beat out of him, he walks around bloodied. And I'm like, bro, you're going out and put, like,
yeah,
take a washcloth and, like, maybe wipe some of the there's blood no time. Off. But I'm like, why do you walk around like that? Like, if I just got into an altercation like that, I'd be like, wait, let me at least change my bloody ass shirt.
I loved that he just had, like, a friggin' artillery in his under his house.
Dude, that scene where he's breaking the ground.
I was like, okay.
To get to Keanu. All his shit. Yeah. It was cool also how they introduced him. Like, you didn't just steal any car.
Like, you stole John Wick's car.
Yeah.
Like, when he says, like, Dad, I broke into some dude's house and I killed his dog. And he's like, oh, yeah, who? And he's like, John Wick. And he's like, drops his glass. Like, are you kidding me?
He takes his jacket off.
Yeah.
Goes, like, and punches his son twice so hard it makes him throw up. And then he, like, puts his jacket back on. And he's like, well, you're going to die. Have fun.
Yeah. Don't they call him the boogeyman? Isn't that what they said about him? He's
it's
the boogeyman.
It's some, like, Russian word or something for boogeyman.
Yeah. I mean, he basically is. What do you guys think? Keanu was the best part about this movie. That's what aged the best.
Yes. The Keanu Reeves reemergence, because it sort of started him back to, like, doing Toy Story 4 and everything. Yep. And
he was the star in this new video game that came out, like, last week or something. And then he did that. Did you guys ever watch that Netflix rom-com that Keanu Reeves just, like, popped up in?
I know what you're talking about. It's, like, the Asian guy.
Yeah, it was the Asian guy. It was so funny. Keanu Reeves, like, plays himself.
Yeah.
And it is so fun. Like,
always
the best.
Always Be My Maybe.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I watched it.
God, it is so fucking funny.
Yeah. I love Keanu. I like him too. So I've never seen any of The Matrix.
I haven't either.
And at first I was like, who is this man? Like, what the hell? And then he just got so lovable.
Like, he's so likable, even though, like, he has, like, zero. Yeah. He has, like, 20 lines in the entire movie, but somehow you're like, this guy's awesome.
Yeah.
They killed his dog. I mean.
And destroyed his car.
I would go on somebody, too.
And his wife had just died.
I know. They caught him at a bad day.
Well, I get why. Like, I'd probably go off my rocker, too, if my dead husband gave me a dog and then some asshole came in and killed it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, nay, I'm going to get you. Yeah. I don't know, man. Solid. Real solid.
I think it's a good movie. So we agree.
Do you think it's a problem that there's a lot of movies nowadays, like, that are very similar to John Wick? Like, the badass you're not supposed to mess with. Like, one that comes to mind, have you ever seen Jack Reacher? That's with Tom Cruise. And
Jack
Tom Cruise...
Ryan?
There's Jack Ryan and there's also Jack Reacher.
Oh, I've never heard of Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher was a movie, I think, that also came out in, like, 2014. And it was kind of like John Wick style, where, like, this dude's an ex-retired something. He's a badass. Don't fuck with him. And someone fucks with him and then he goes on a rampage. And it's pretty good, but that and Jack or John Wick are very, very similar.
I feel like I have seen
except Jack Reacher is less likable than John Wick.
Well, also, I saw that there's a Bob Odenkirk
Jack Reacher
movie.
Came out first, 2012.
Ooh, there's a Bob Odenkirk movie that's coming out next year that is literally John Wick. But it's John Wick. Like, there's a joke of an article about it.
What is the movie?
I don't know. It's Bob Odenkirk.
Well,
it's
I actually have seen Jack Reacher, and obviously it's not memorable.
You have seen Jack Reacher?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you don't know anything about it.
I realize I have seen it, but it's obviously non-memorable.
The only movies that he should be making at this point in this decade is just Mission Impossible. Like, don't try.
I don't even like those. I think Tom Cruise is so overrated.
They're just,
and I think he's a shitty person.
He is. Did you see that video of him screaming at people?
That was a publicity stunt.
Oh, you think so?
Everything's a
Yes. You think he wanted to seem like a good guy. Like, there are families out here that can't work. He doesn't give a fuck. He wanted somebody to record that, release it, make it seem like he's a good guy. You know how you know he doesn't give a
fuck? Also, to build hype for the next Mission Impossible movie.
Is because he's a, what's it called, Scientologist. They don't care about that shit. They don't care about that shit.
Him and John Travolta.
John Travolta's wife. Well, John Travolta's wife had cancer, and she died of it. And it's like... Yeah, they don't believe in treatment, so why would they believe in masks and shit like that? So obviously,
so it's bullshit.
Yeah, I mean,
I never even thought about it like that. I don't know the man.
I don't know. It's bullshit.
I think he wanted it to, because all the Scientology stuff that's come out in the past 2 years about how awful of a person he is.
Yeah,
I think he wanted to sort of seem a little redeeming in the light.
Yeah,
like, well, was he wrong? Did you disagree with anything he said? No, you're like, yeah, these people should be taking it seriously,
but. I do think it, you know, just like you said, it's a publicity stunt. He don't care.
But even then, like, I see all these videos and photos of people, like, snagging pics of celebrities, like, in public places right now without wearing masks and stuff. So, like, half of it is like, okay, like, you can preach all you want on your movie set. But,
I will,
like,
say, I think it's different on a movie set, though, because if production gets, like, shut down, that's everyone's job.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people can't, like, Tom Cruise will be fine.
Yeah. But like the hourly else, like, production audio boomer guy is going to be screwed.
But that's the thing, though. If your boom guy gets sick, you can find another boom guy. You can't replace Tom Cruise in a Mission Impossible movie because he can't.
Just get Keanu Reeves.
But if your boom guy gets it, then everybody has to get tested. And you, like, then if everybody else has, like, it can shut down production even if he's just, you know, not the most important person on set.
Honestly, why isn't Keanu Reeves a villain in a Mission Impossible movie yet? That'd be so awesome seeing Tom Cruise and Keanu Reeves. Because it would really just be a Tom Cruise and John Wick fight.
Yeah.
I forget his character's name. Ethan Hawke? No, that's the actor's name. Ethan is his name in the Mission Impossible movies. Ethan something. I don't know.
Okay.
But so back to John Wick.
Yeah, really.
Before we get into Megan's trivia, do you have much trivia for this?
I have a pretty good amount.
Okay, good. General box office facts. The budget for John Wick was a whopping $20 million. That's it. I mean, there wasn't very many special effects. There was an explosion here and there, but opening weekend, it made $14.5 million. It almost made its budget back. And then worldwide, through its entire gross, it made $86.1 million. That feels low. But then again, it is the first entry in a series. And you'll see when we cover the sequels that each sequel made more and more money than the last.
Each sequel also was rated better on Rotten Tomatoes as time went on. Like, you would think, oh, wow, they're going to come out with a fourth one. It's probably going to suck. But, like, John Wick compared to John Wick 3 on Rotten Tomatoes had a higher score.
Mm-hmm.
So they just get better.
And the fact that you always bring up Rotten Tomatoes scores, Megan, made me decide that when we cover the box office facts, I'll just go ahead and include the fact that John Wick made an 86% with critics and an 81% with the audience.
It was a really liked movie because everybody knew what they were going into. Like, you're not, like, going in for, like, Meryl Streep level acting.
Mm-hmm.
You're going in to watch a dude for an hour and a half beat the shit out of somebody.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead with trivia there, Megan.
So, like what Logan said, he did 90% of his own stunts in the film.
Megan.
Oh. In the original script, the character of John Wick was written to be a man in his mid-60s, and they actually tried to get some actors to go along with it, but then they decided they don't want an older actor. This is a long one.
Okay.
So the story is loosely inspired by an incident in Texas involving former Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell, who wrote Lone Survivor. We love that.
Oh,
movie.
Wow. Yeah.
About his fire team's ordeal during Operation Red Wings in Afghanistan in 2005. Luttrell was given a yellow Labrador puppy, who they named Daisy, after a member of his fire team. On April 1st, 2009, at about 1 a.m., Luttrell was awakened by a gunshot and saw four men driving away. Daisy was dead in his yard from a gunshot wound. He armed himself with two 9mm Beretta pistols and chased...
Sorry.
And chased the men through four countries in his truck until police apprehended him. They taunted Luttrell, threatened to kill him, and indicated no remorse of their actions. They were later sentenced for animal cruelty. Luttrell later stated, "I spared them because I've killed enough people already." So, like, who knows if that story's true, but, like...
Honestly, I could see it. So, my... someone...
Marcus Luttrell's crazy. So
yeah. Well, like I think it's my brother's friend. He was in the army, and I think he had heard stories about him or knew him, and he was like, no, he's like wild. It was either him or Chris Kyle. I can't remember.
I mean, he would. But he's the type of guy that would kill somebody. Like
both
that.
Of those movies are dope. Lone Survivor and
American Sniper.
American Sniper. When I saw Lone Survivor in the theater, I was like, uncomfortable.
I still cry.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is horrifying.
I still cry.
Yeah.
But they're so good.
Anyway, yes, so
not
good.
Not
anyway.
The movies we're talking about.
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
We should do those at some point. Yeah. War movies and stuff. I love war movies.
Keanu Reeves' preparation for the role included weapons and martial arts training 8 hours a day for 4 months.
Wow. Wait, can I say something about that?
Yeah.
One thing I like about these movies is that they're not like pew pew with one hand.
Oh,
like they're
yeah.
actually holding the firearm correctly.
And because, they're reloading.
Yeah. And it irritates me when people are just like, pew, pew, and it's like a one-armed shot,
like
and I'm like, that's not
how that works.
Yep.
You can't do that.
I also hate movies where people are just firing bullets, and it never seems to end. You're like, when are you reloading, bro? Like, where's your next clip?
Well, also, and no one ever gets hit.
Yeah.
And
I love
that. You're fucking hitman. Yeah. How was your aim this
And
time?
I love that John Wick, like, it always shows him reloading, because that's, like, one of the biggest, like, critiques. Like, he'll unload it, or he'll, like, throw the magazine or throw the gun at somebody when he's out of bullets. Like, I just love all that shit
well,
that they
really
do.
Well, it's really easy. On, like, a handgun, it's, like, really easy to change the magazine. It's just, like, right here. It's just, like, on the side. Yeah. So I don't know why in movie. Like, I think that's, like, a cool little, you know, thing that they can do. I don't know why more
it's
movies
nice
don't do it.
It's a nice detail to include. I didn't even pay attention to that, Logan. Okay, so the dog that John Wick owns in the movie was played by a beagle pup named Andy. The dog was 8 weeks old.
Mm. Baby.
John Wick kills 77 people.
Hell yeah, brother.
In this movie.
Hell yeah.
John Wick was originally titled Scorn. A John Wick television series minus John Wick is in the works. Each John Wick film reveals more about the professional code of conduct governing the assassin's trade. It's called, like, the High Table.
Yeah.
Their common ground is the Continental, a hotel designed to cater to killers without fear of being attacked. This sometimes doesn't work as people try to kill John Wick there anyways. Lionsgate is pursuing a television series called The Continental based on the hotel that's expecting to premiere sometime following the release of John Wick 4 in May 2022.
Perfect.
So that's it.
That's
so
great.
There will be a John Wick 4 coming out.
That transitions
actually makes me excited.
That transitions perfectly into like the whole sequels thing. So yeah, John Wick 2 came out in 2017. And worldwide, it made $171.5 million. So it doubled the amount of the first one. John Wick 3 came out in 2019, and it doubled the amount of the second one worldwide, $326.7 million. John Wick 4, like Megan just said, is due out in 2022. And then there's an extended TV universe called The Continental, as well as another show that's supposed to star the other members of The Continental. That's also supposed to debut on like Stars or Showtime or something.
Yeah.
Which I'm not asking for. Just give us another John Wick movie. They honestly could have capped it off at 3.
I watch. Yeah. I don't think so.
I mean, I would have loved to see more story.
I haven't seen 3, so.
Okay, maybe they could have, but I enjoyed them so much that I just don't care.
That I just want more. Yes. And that's why there's like 12 Mission Impossible movies. They could have easily done a trilogy, but every year they somehow, like, they're like the Fast and Furious movies. Each year they find some bigger and better way to do something, and then they do it. And people are like, we don't need any more of these movies. And then we go see the movie, and we're like, wow, can't wait to the next one. Like, that's the same thing with Mission Impossible.
Have you guys seen Hotel Artemis?
Yes.
That's
it's
like
similar thing.
John Wick.
It's like, yeah. That's the one that has, no, that's different. That's not the Chris Hemsworth one.
No.
Where he's a cult leader. That's something different.
No.
Okay. So figuring out. I'm in it. What am I going to do? Put my mouth around it?
Nope. Oh, man.
So.
We covered it before the episode started. Or was it while we were recording that Megan, whenever she reads her fast, she kind of comes off to the side like this, which is fine because she's holding her phone. And unless you want to hold your phone up like this. Like, it's uncomfortable.
Look,
I get it.
The problem is that Logan needs a better microphone setup.
I want to get those arms.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is just phase one.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I got another set of headphones that someone can listen to.
It's not Megan's fault.
It isn't.
It's not. I'll give her that one sometimes.
Go with that. Best scenes. I think obviously the first time those people storm his house and he like kicks all of their ass.
Yeah.
That's one of the best. Obviously.
I like when he gets his puppy.
Yeah, that's a cute scene.
I just love dogs.
I love it when...
I will say, I think my favorite scene is when he's like hammering the ground to get all of
that's
his...
That's awesome.
All of his weaponry.
I like the home invasion scene, but because right after he gets done, like he gets a knock on the door and it's just like the killer cop.
Yeah.
Well, it's the cop and then like it's like the killer crew. They're like, hey, John, glad you're back. Yeah. And they just... Yeah. Like, with no sort of anything, they just, like, clean up all the bodies, wrap them up, put them in the back of their truck, and say, okay, bye.
I thought it was really funny that the cop was like, you working again?
He's
like,
it shows that
no,
they
I'm
know.
Just, like finishing some things.
And that's almost, like, the magic of it, I was going to say. And that's maybe why I think I'm going to go with a 5 out of 5, because they give you this character that we know nothing about. Mm-hmm. And they have all of these things, like the cleanup crew, like the cop that's just like, you working again? And, like, the fact, like, another one of my favorite scenes was the mob boss beating the shit out of his son, like, you can't just take John Wick's shit, like, you and our entire family are now going to die because of your actions.
I think it's really funny because that seems really feasible.
Mm-hmm.
Like the young, you know,
yeah, like
think
the
they're
kid,
so invincible,
like, oh,
and they're like,
God,
dad, guess what I did, and it's
and
like,
no,
you effed up.
You
I have a
up.
Question.
Hmm.
I've never been into like a serious altercation before that really involved like stomach punching, but how hard do you have to be punched to throw up?
He punched him pretty fucking hard.
I feel like it's
I
not
none of us are really like physical fighters.
I mean, I don't
at
know
this table
yet.
But like
it almost is like not necessarily throwing up, but the fact that he punched him like in the gut, like under the ribs so hard that it made him like cough up either spit or like blood or something, like
yeah,
he hit him pretty fucking hard.
I think it's not like it's definitely more the placement than mm-hmm. I think
the force
behind it. Granted, I don't know. I could be very wrong. I've never, you know, I'm not a doctor and I don't make business.
I usually just throw
punching
things
people
when I'm upset. I don't really hit them. I mean, I hit them with the things I throw, but I don't physically put my hands on someone.
Yeah, no, that's called assault.
Yeah. Finding, only if you get caught. Finding a best quote for this movie was really hard, though. I have to admit, because, like, he says, like, 30 words.
I don't have
a
best quote.
I do.
I like all the music.
I had to dig.
Okay, that's one thing I will say. I think John Wick movies do a really good job of their score.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, I truthfully didn't pay attention to anything they said. Because I would just, like... I don't know. It just wasn't there for me. There wasn't anything that was like, oh, this is a good one.
There's only one that really stuck out.
Aside from like when the police came to the door, like that would probably
that's
be my favorite.
That's either that one or everything we've said before of like, you stole John Wick's car, or I'm not mad about what you did. It's who you did it to. Or like my favorite thing I think that John Wick says is noise complaint to the cop. That's essentially it.
We're gonna have the same one.
What's yours?
He's like, people keep asking if I'm back, and I haven't really had an answer. And he's like, yeah, but I'm starting to think I'm back.
Yeah.
It's like when he's like, I will kill your son. Yeah. I don't care how many men you give me.
Yeah. So, yeah, pretty solid there action movie. You have more to say about John Wick?
No.
Not really. I think we did it pretty
I
well.
Think you should watch it.
I'm really happy that you guys liked it as much as you guys did.
Yeah, because I'm gonna be honest, I had like very low intentions going in because I'm
rightfully so. Honestly, I mean, Keanu Reeves was only in cheesy action '80s movies, and then he disappeared off the face of the planet.
How well did Bill and Ted the second one do? I feel like it did pretty good,
like
even
the
though
new
it
one?
Just came
yeah,
out. Like even yeah. in the pandemic,
oh, yeah,
I feel
I
like it did pretty
that.
Good.
We went to a drive-in and we saw it, and it was honestly really good.
I've never seen any of those.
Oh, there's only two.
There's only two. They're kind of dumb, but they're like a good dumb. Yeah. Honestly, it was a solid.
Is it like a Harold and Kumar situation where it's never just stupid them. Comedy?
Yeah, kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah, just like even less than John Wick, you don't go in thinking anything. You just know it's just going to be a fun time.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
I will say, I think granted, I haven't seen the second one, so I really have to watch it. But from the first one and the third one, I think that they tie the story together really well throughout the movies.
How they
always reference the dog and like, mm-hmm. you know, all that stuff.
I think if I'm thinking about it correctly, I think The first one and the third one are the best ones. The second one's obviously, ooh, there's a kick-ass fight scene in the second one that I just remembered, and oh my God, I can't wait till you watch it because you know what it is.
Mm-hmm. But, I watched it last night.
Oh, man.
The second one has a Matrix reunion, too.
Yes, with Lawrence Fishburne.
So it's like Morpheus, hey.
Mm-hmm. I thought for some reason he was in the first one. But then when he didn't pop up, I was like, oh, I guess they introduced his character in the second one.
You know what else
one.
I noticed about him? He
I
did
know
it
exactly
in
who you're talking about.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah.
He's on Blackish. Yeah. He's in a lot of stuff.
Is
he in Black?
I've never seen that show.
He's the grandpa.
Oh. I love Lawrence Fishburne.
So I noticed two things he does. He does it to Common in the second movie, the rapper Common. And then the first one, he does it to a random guy. He takes like the knife. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to talk into
that's
the
okay. You can just demonstrate.
He takes the knife and he.
Oh, yeah. He beats it further into it.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Holy shit. He does it in both movies so far. And I'm like, he's literally hammering a knife.
Was it the third movie that opens up with the scene in the library? And he like beats some dude's fucking skull in with a book.
I think so.
God,
that didn't happen in the first or second one.
God, so.
Right now, like the third one is running through my brain, and I think they have to make a fourth one with
Halle
how it
Berry.
Ended.
Mm-hmm.
Because didn't the third one end with? I won't say it, but
they're like in the underground.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, it has to continue.
Yeah, it definitely does. I think it could. I think it could possibly end at the fourth. I don't know how
but at that point, just
it.
Give us number five. Just
no,
to
because
say.
You know what? Dan
just
Levy.
Make it like fucking Star Wars.
Dan
like
Levy makes a good
them.
Point, though, because when everybody was complaining about Schitt's Creek ending, he was like, well, you love the characters, and that's what I
you
want
you
to end it on. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to, you know, get sick of them. Like Grey's Anatomy, I still watch it because I feel like I have to
Dude,
see
that
it through.
Shit's crazy.
But it's just like,
is
all
there
the
like
good
15 seasons at some point at right now?
Joe started watching it, and he got to like season like, 5 or 6 and he's like, she's fucking a ghost. I'm not watching this show anymore.
Yeah, but it's like that. Like I feel like depending on how they do 4, it could be.
And 4 is like a good number.
Like, yeah.
It's like a good
DVD box set.
It's a square.
Yeah, you have a
It's a square. It makes my like OCD heart happy. Mm-hmm. Or this is like a rectangle That's right rectangle. Now. But
yeah. Well, John Wick, there you go.
Yeah. Solid movie.
Solid movie. Can't wait for number 4.
It's supposed to come out next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Coronavirus sucks.
It was supposed to come out this year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Who knows? R. Maybe they'll surprise us.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, all these movies getting pushed back, how do we know that at some point all the studios are going to just be like, whoosh, and, like, give us all their shit?
I think they're pushing them back because they don't, like, I think they're all in the works right now, obviously. But I think they're pushing them back because they're like, well, what if shit gets shut down again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, because
there are
real possibilities.
I honestly
and there
think
aren't theaters open in California right now. Like, there are no theaters. Like, I
Michigan,
think I saw.
I was telling Logan, Michigan is absolutely in freaking sane. It's like,
it's open. It's,
she said, no, like, people are, like, calling. Oh. She's like,
people
said people
are calling
the cops on other
That's
people.
On crazy. Restaurants because. They're just trying to survive.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's insane.
It's fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
And it's crazy
but I
hearing.
Think that's why, like, shit's happening, you know?
Like, when she was telling me all of that, and I was thinking, like, how Atlanta's on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. And I saw somebody's, like, Snapchat story yesterday, and they were just, like, at a rave. And I was like, that just goes to show you, dude. Like,
dude,
people
Buckhead bars are open.
People be
insane.
People be bitching about this virus, but then I catch you at Buckhead on Friday
Buckhead
night.
Buckhead Saloon. Like, okay.
I will say,
like, okay,
though,
bitch.
I will say, though, there's obviously not a right thing to do because, like, California's supposedly shut down with, like, a million, you know, here's what you can do, here's what you can't do, blah, blah, blah. Their numbers are still going up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, that's not the
answer. Especially the new strain is, like, more contagious.
Yeah, and,
of
like,
of course it is.
Like, no, I truly, truly believe nobody knows the right answer to any of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Michigan's really sad and wild.
Well.
But, you know. John Wick was great, so
John
that's
Wick
all that matters.
John Wick started out sad, and it became wild. So
look, I just
don't fuck with puppies, bro.
I'm saying if you kill my dog, I'll kill you.
Yep.
She means it.
Enough said. Thanks for listening, everybody. That was 165 of the Binge Boys, the run through. We'll see you guys next time for Shrek.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.